A lot of people are going to be hitting I-75 in the next week with the 4th of July coming up, but a lot of other people head to the airport when it's vacation time. And Deanne Colin is here from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
You had quite a trip recently, didn't you?
I did. I went to Norway on Holland America Cruise Line.
Ooh.
It was very nice. We were on the new Amsterdam, and what a beautiful ship. They're smaller. You know, there's like only, 300 people or cabins versus, 10,000 million.
Right, right. Yeah, because it seems like cruise ships are just getting huger and huger all the time. The trend now seems to be people like river cruises and smaller cruise ships.
They do. They like the smaller ships because, of course, when you get onto land, you're not kind of tender off, 5,000 people.
Right.
And one of the cruise lines next year is coming out with 7,000 passengers. So beware, stay away.
Right.
Because when that ship docks and there's no place for anybody else to go.
The whole city. Yeah.
I know.
Right.
But we were on the new Amsterdam, and it was, actually, we were on the Stontendam. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
The new Stontendam. I say Amsterdam because I flew into Amsterdam and they have an Amsterdam ship.
Makes sense.
But anyways, on the new Stontendam. And I'll tell you, we went into Norway, and we just did Norway. And at first, I was thinking this was a trip that was organized. It was an awards trip, and it was organized. And I thought, what are we going to do in Norway for 7 days? It's such a small country. Oh, man, the fjords in Norway, if you have the chance to ever go or want to go, you need to. The fjords are amazing. You've just never cruised down a small little area, and these walls of stone and rock are just like straight up like buildings, just amazing. And with all the water they'd been having also, the rain, the waterfalls were just tremendous. So really beautiful. And the towns are so Norwegian and so, just so quaint and everything. That's what I love, the smaller towns, you know me. And, they were very, we went. What you do is you cruise and then you stay at one little town and then you cruise and go to the next one, which, that's what cruising does. But in this case, it's dark or it's light until 11:30 midnight in Norway. So you can cruise at night and you get to see it all.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So my talk today would be you have to get up into Norway, Sweden, Finland. And really get to see all the uniqueness of those countries, and the people are wonderful. It's a little chilly up there, so you wear just a light jacket, and it's beautiful weather, perfect weather.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. There was a little highway that goes one way, and it's all like a S figure all the way down. And our bus took that, and we saw all the waterfalls along the way, and just really stopped and had just a beautiful, beautiful trip.
No, it sounds nice, and it's not necessarily the first place, unless they're of Norwegian descent. It's not the first place you think of, let's go to Europe, let's go to Norway. But it's got to be just a beautiful place to see.
It is, as I said, we were on a cruise ship, so we were at the water's edge all the way around, which was gorgeous. And you get off, and we took a little boat ride, and we got to see the fjords up close. We saw a mountain goat right there. But you can also do the land tours like I talk about, and I think that would just be tremendous because you get into the country. And they have places now where they have like these igloos, and when you sleep, you can see the northern lights in the wintertime and stuff like that. So these countries have so much to offer, whether it's the snow or the summer. But I'll tell you, I never would have thought that I would want to go to Norway, and it would be something on my bucket list because I always think cold. And it was just beautiful. And I said to my husband, who didn't go on this trip, I said, it's something we'll go back to.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, this time of year with the daylight extending well into the nighttime. And I heard recently about a remote island somewhere, I think in Norway, where it is light almost 24 hours a day for this period of time.
In the northern part of all those countries up in that area, it is like they, you can only see the northern lights October through March, and then it just becomes a daylight haven.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool because, on the cruise ship, we'd go to dinner like at 8 o'clock, and you're kind of rushing through dinner. But of course, they don't do that on a cruise ship. You have to, take your courses. But it was like, gosh, we just want to get outside to see the sailing because you're sailing across, this beautiful area. and got outside, and you were still
still in daylight,
still bright.
What a strange,
beautiful.
Strange feeling that was.
Yeah,
too,
just really cool. And the Norwegian people. Oh my gosh, they're so nice. The little villages are. It's funny. They have bookstores still. You know, like that's like there's two or three of them on the block. There's little shops. There's cafes. Of course, they all love their craft beers and their seafood. You can just go into a seafood shop, have them give you some seafood. You could take it to a restaurant and they'll cook it for you.
Wow,
it is really cool. Really cool. So I want to talk. You know, just mention there's a few ways to do it. You can go by cruise ship, and the smaller ships do like to go up into that area. You can also. Go by land tour, and you can do a couple different countries at the same time. Or you can go on your own. I can help you with that as well. And it's a little bit harder country to get around because of all the fjords. You have to go up and around, up and around. But just a beautiful country. So if you're interested in doing anything in Northern Europe, I really totally suggest it.
All right. You can plan that trip with St. Clair Travel. You've also got another trip to...
Australia and New Zealand.
That's right.
We are escorting your group, and we still have some spots left, March 10th to the 27th. And this is a tour that's going to Australia first, and it's three nights in Sydney, three nights in Cairns, which is going to do the Great Barrier Reef. But then we're flying over to New Zealand, and we're doing both islands of New Zealand. We're doing the north and the south, and it's total... is 17 days, but then there is a three-day extension to Fiji for three nights. Okay. So I think most of the people that are on the trip so far are going to do the Fiji. It's totally up to you. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, it's I'm escorting it with my husband. We've got about 10 people on the trip already, and it is gorgeous. This trip is going to be really pretty. If you have any interest in going to Australia or New Zealand, give me a call just to get the information. But with air... and some meals, your hotels, your tours, tickets to get into different parks. It's under $8,000 per person.
That's not bad.
No, it's not.
For that length of time and that distance.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then if you want a single room or a triple room, there's other pricing. But, you know, under $8,000, and that gets you air, 18 days, 26 meals. You know, doing all the major highlights in Australia and New Zealand. And give us a call for that as well. St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right.